Why not the great enemy again? It was easy this time. Nothing to it. Like closing my eyes and drifting off into a reverie. I didn't go without some reluctance. I was spending way too much time beyond the normal pale, against my will. Why add to my confusion by going wandering on my own, too? With almost a snap and pop, I found myself adrift outside Fortress Overlook. The mad sorcerer Longshadow stood atop one of his tall towers, amidst reflected light, less than 10 feet away. I suffered a mild panic. He was looking right at me. Right through me. Behind him, stance mocking, was that wretch Narayan Singh with Croker's kid, the mortal flesh of Kina, the daughter of night, the one foretold who would bring on the deceiver's year of the skulls, which will end with the awakening of their goddess. Singh never let the child out of his sight. Singh was a dangerous tool, but Long Shadow needed every ally willing to join him. Quite a few folks seemed willing to sign on against the Black Company. A figure emerged from a hatchway, apparently dark only because of the intensity of the light surrounding the Mad Wizard. This man was tall, ebony, lithe as a panther. No anger touched me because emotions turned pale in Smoke's domain. Although, this was Mogapa, the most dangerous of the Shadowlander generals. I suspect Longshadow appreciated Mogapa less for his abilities than because he could be trusted. Mogapa has nowhere to run. The company stands astride every road to safety. I can't understand why Croker doesn't hate Mogapa. Hell, he makes excuses for the man, even feels sorry for him. He takes his feud with Blade much more to heart. Mogapa said,
"Howler brought news. The storm system no longer works."
Long Shadow grunted. "I saw. My small shadows remain useful. I recall that I predicted they would catch on quickly. Have you any thoughts on how the woman Senjak could regain her powers, when, by the nature of these things, she ought to be at the mercy of anyone who knows her true name?" I had a feeling he really wanted to know how Howler could survive a lady with her powers restored and her old wicked knowledge intact. Long Shadow viewed the world through a lens of paranoia. I wondered myself about Lady's powers. Croker guessed it had something to do with crossing the equator. That didn't sound plausible. Neither One Eye nor Goblin would hazard a guess. Lady herself refused to discuss it. I had no idea what she believed. Nobody pressed. That wasn't something you did if you wanted to stay friendly with somebody like Lady. She can get real unpleasant if she doesn't like you.
"No ideas," Mogapa said.